Now a look at This Week in History. On November 12, 1991, the now independent nation of East Timor was struggling to end its occupation by Indonesia. An event occurred on that day that is considered a turning point in its independence movement. The day is remembered for the mass shooting of demonstrators by Indonesian troops known as the Santa Cruz Massacre. This massacre followed the upsurge in protests that erupted following the cancellation of a United Nations observer mission, an event that dashed hopes that the international community might have attention to the situation in East Timor. VOA's Dave DeForest talked with Connecticut University professor Brad Simpson about the events surrounding this massacre.
The Indonesian general in command at the time, General Trisutrisno, was going around the territory and warning various communities that if there was any protest, any organized opposition, that there would be a bloodbath. And he let the Timorese know that they were building mass graves on the outskirts of Dili and said in no uncertain terms that any attempt to contact that international observer mission would be met with great repression. But the Timorese, feeling that they had little to lose, were nevertheless going forward with this planned protest. And when the mission was canceled, there was a group of Timorese students who recognized that they were vulnerable and open to arrest and possible torture by Indonesian authorities. And so a number of the organizers of the planned protest took shelter in the main Catholic church in the capital city of Dili. And one of the young organizers, a young man named Sebastio Gomez, was dragged out of the church by Indonesian soldiers who raided the church on the night of November 10th, and he was executed on the steps of the church. And so many Timorese felt that they had nothing to lose anymore once the sanctity of the main Catholic church in the capital city had been violated. And so on November 12, 1991, the Timorese decided to hold a memorial procession for Sebastio Gomez from the steps of the Catholic church in Dili to the cemetery on the outskirts of town, known as the Santa Cruz Cemetery. And this was the immediate context leading up to the massacre that took place on November 12th.
How did the security services justify opening fire on a crowd of people who were really there for a memorial procession? I know it became a demonstration, but there wasn't any violence. How did they justify opening fire on a crowd of civilians?
Well, the logic of the Indonesian Armed Forces was best stated by General Sutrisno, who said that these people were troublemakers and they must be shot and we will shoot them. And the memorial procession actually started out fairly small. It was a couple of hundred people gathered at the church who began marching, bearing crosses and some signs, marching on their way out of town up to the church. But as they began marching, people began to pour out of their homes, out of offices, out of other buildings in town, until there were perhaps 4,000 or 5,000 people marching through the streets of Dili on the way to the Catholic church. Troops who were lining the streets saw this as a pretty grave challenge to their authority. So the Timorese marched their way up the main road to the Santa Cruz Cemetery. When Indonesian troops began to march up the road behind them, hundreds of Indonesian troops, maybe a dozen abreast, holding their rifles at the ready, and they had cut off the Timorese from their only escape route. And the Indonesian troops simply marched up the road. The first line of troops knelt down, held their rifles out, and simply opened fire on the crowd, and they began just mowing people down with their M16 rifles, and row upon row of Indonesians would sweep forward, firing into the crowd. The Timorese tried to go through the cemetery and escape. They were piling up in the entrance of the cemetery, dozens of bodies. Others were scrambling over the cemetery wall and scrambling over the pile of bodies to try and get to the cemetery to escape. And the Indonesian troops, once they had finished massacring those who were standing in front of the cemetery, began to systematically work their way through the cemetery, killing survivors, throwing bodies onto trucks that they took out of town to bury in mass graves. And in the days after, it later became known, Indonesian soldiers and intelligence officers went around systematically hunting for survivors in hospitals and homes and killed several scores more. And so no one knows exactly how many people died, but the best estimates are somewhere between 350 and 400 people were killed either on November 12th or in the immediate aftermath.
That is Brad Simpson. He is an associate professor of history and Asian studies at the University of Connecticut. He is also the director of the Indonesia and the East Timor Documentation Project at the National Security Archives.